On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue ruler said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. This is the word of the Lord.
Okay, I'd like 2 volunteers who wouldn't mind being tied up for a minute or two. So, Mr. Warden says no. Yes, yes, come on. It's okay, David. It's okay. Yes, yes. Come on, come on. Great. Now, being tied up for a minute, do you want to just sit on the chair? Sit right back on the chair. You don't like this chair. Ah, right, well, I'm just going to tie you up for a moment.
I knew that was going to happen.
Well, it was a clue when I said, "Do you mind being tied up, really, wasn't it?" Okay, let's just see how strong you are, whether you can break free from this paper chain, which I'm going to have to hold there because it doesn't quite go all the way around. So, right, see if you can break free. Oi! Brilliant. Do go and sit down. Ron, let's see if you can do the same.
This is getting worrying. Right. How did I guess?
Ah, it didn't quite go around that way. Let's just try this way. Excuse me. Just about. Ooh. He might come back in the same condition, Judy. But... Oh, right. But, Right, Ron. You saw how easy it was to break free when you're tied up, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Good, good, good. Off you go, then. Oh, even then it's not easy. Even then it's not easy. Fiona said, "Is this an illustration from Strictly last night?" Apparently, you know. You can sit there a bit longer if you want, Ron. Don't worry. We all become bound up with different things. Not just paper and rope. He's still trying to get out. Oh, he's spotted how it's done. We can be bound by all sorts of things. We can be bound by bad habits. We can be bound by addictions. We can be bound by straitjackets. He's done it. We can be bound by things which just become the way we do things. If I'm not careful, I'm bound by the need to check a door at least 3 times after I've locked it. You know, we can be bound by our fears, all sorts of fears. Fears of what might happen to us. Fears of what other people might think of us. Even afraid of to do what we know is right. The woman in our story was bound by infirmity, literally by weakness, and it bent her double. She physically could no longer stand upright. And Jesus didn't say to her, "Woman, be healed, he said, verse 12, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity. You're set free from what's bound you." And he put his hands on her, and immediately she was healed. For the first time in 18 years, she stood upright, stood straight, and it says her first reaction was to praise God for her healing. There are some things that we find it, you know, if we put a mind to it, fairly easy to set ourselves free from, if we so choose. And there are other things where, you know, if I tidied up well, Ron really would have needed help to get himself out of that. And Jesus comes as the one who sets us free. Jesus is in the business of releasing us from the things that bind us, freeing us from bad habits, freeing us from addictions, freeing us from those straitjackets we put on because of other people's expectations, freeing us from our fears, freeing us from sickness, freeing us to praise God. In a few minutes, we're going to be taking communion together. And as you do so, let's not just receive bread and wine, but as we receive that wine, let's give thanks for the fact that Jesus died. He shed his blood to set us free from sin and death. And as we eat his body broken for us, remember that it's the bread of life come to nourish and strengthen us. Infirmity, as we'll see in the second part, means weakness. But Jesus comes to strengthen us, to nourish us. Let's come to him this morning and ask him to set us free from the things that bind us, whatever that may be.